sparing no expense, this show has flown Rick Walton back in from the Walton Insurance Group. You're a regular now.
Well,
so.
I don't know about regular, but I think we should be a regular. We should do a kibitz show, you know.
Yeah.
We could have fun, you know, being from Jackson for so long, being so old and everything, so.
How are you doing?
Doing good.
Good.
Doing good. Can't complain.
So Walton is teaming up with an organization called Birthbright. We don't know much about that, but we've flown in the chief executive officer here, Monique Zantop.
Yes, thank you for having me.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Tell us about Birthbright. What's that all about?
So Birthbright is a tax-exempt nonprofit in Jackson. We serve foster care children and the families that serve them. We provide really anything from basic needs all the way to support like clothing, books, entertainment. We provide birthday gifts for kids in care or kids aging out of care. Really anything that you would use on your own children or your grandchildren or anything that you personally enjoy, we probably provide through our organization to kids in care.
So you're relatively new, right?
We are. So I think we've been up and operating for close to about 6 months. So we're still getting our name out there and spreading information and just awareness about foster care in general and how people in our community can really support the youth in care.
So, Rick, how are you helping them out?
Well, mainly, you know, Stu, of course, all the great things he does. We're trying to get them promoted more out there so people know about them. I mean, they're trying to help. If you think about foster care children, it really tugs at my heart because I feel so much for these kids, you know, these kids that get moved from foster parents sometimes to foster parent out there and really have no feeling of belonging and everything. I mean, I can't imagine. You know, Greg, we're fortunate not to grow up like that and feel that, you know, where am I going next? And everything they own's in a little paper bag or whatever it happens to be. And then these people have come along, and Monique and her sister, and trying to provide, you know, certain services and things, you know, just to make their life a little more normal, I think. So it's, that's why we're trying to promote that and really, really believe in the foster care system. I don't know where these children would go if we didn't have foster parents out there. So that's why we're doing it.
So what are you doing?
Well, what do they do?
Or what are you doing?
Well, basically, you know, we're doing a video on them. There's a video that will be out there soon talking about what Monique and her sister are doing and for foster care children and their families, for that matter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And more of what we're involved is more of it from a promotion standpoint. Plus, at the same time, people are going to, we're facilitating that people can drop off certain things. And Monique can talk about that a little bit so that they can take and disperse it where needed.
Drop it off at your place?
Mm-hmm. In our office.
Yeah. They're going to have drop sites. So starting on the 26th, people can really bring anything they want to donate, like used clothing. It can be new or gently used. We consider like new or like new items, toys, hygiene products, really anything that would make you feel good or confident about yourself. So even all the way to like, you know, makeup, like mascara, socks, underwear, shoes, really anything that you would need just for personal care. There's drop sites, and we're really excited to partner with the Walton Agency. So they're going to host a drive
pretty
for
good
us
group.
To, yes, yeah, they've been very kind, and we're so grateful. So just a drive to really get more items so that we can really get them out to the kids, especially with going back to school soon. We want everybody to feel good about themselves and have a lot of confidence with the items they're wearing. So that'll be great.
What about cash money?
So we do accept monetary donations.
Okay.
We have a website. It's birthbright.org. That's birthbrite.org. People can donate money. That is helpful just because we don't pay ourselves anything. Everything that we get goes right back into the closet and supporting the youth in care. We do have a location that we're going to be moving into and transitioning into very soon. So there are expenses that are associated with that, but we're just really grateful for all the community support and how helpful everyone has been so far.
So you have a location then?
We do. So we're at the Yardman building over on West Ganson.
Big building.
It is. So we have a nice office space in that we're going to run the closet out of. And we've been really just painting and cleaning and getting it ready to kind of set up our ragging and our clothing items. Up until this point, we have not been able to offer in-person shopping. I know last year with coronavirus and all of that sort of thing kind of just put all of that on hold. But that's our really main goal. We want the kids to be able to come in and choose items that they like, clothing items that they want to wear, choose items that they need. And so that's best done by the youth themselves or the parent that they live with because they know them way better than we do.
Well, Rick used to work in that building.
Oh, really?
He made lawnmowers.
Amazing. Well, I did not know that.
Remember that, Rick?
I remember the building. I don't remember doing that. Maybe because so long ago, I don't remember a lot of things out there, no doubt about it. But have you seen the video?
Yes.
That's a pretty special video, isn't it?
Yes.
We saw it, Greg. It tugged at your heart.
I love it.
It really tugged at your heart. But yeah. No, it's great. How did you happen to decide to do this?
So me and my husband were foster parents for about 6 years. We've been really involved in the foster care community, and we really just love the kids. Like, I love kids just in general. I have 4 children of my own, and so it's always been really difficult just to know that there's kids out there who don't have just the basic things that they need. And especially that there's kids out there who feel like they lack support and don't have a lot of family support or just community resources. And part of Birthbright is kind of providing support so that they know they're not alone. And then Tia was also a foster parent herself. So we just kind of were in the foster care world and we know kind of a little bit about what some of the needs are. And Jackson County didn't have a resource that was really running to fully meet that need.
How bad is it for these kids?
It really just varies and depends, but I would say if you think about everything that you own and just somebody taking you from your home and saying, just forget it, just leave everything here, just the clothes on your backs, and I'm going to take you to a stranger's house, that's really what they're going through. So on top of just the stress and trauma of leaving everything you know behind temporarily or maybe long term, they're also leaving behind their personal possessions. And then to go to someone else's house and have them say, you know, these are your items right here, right now to use, which is very kind and generous, but it might not be items that they're happy to have or comfortable with. But what do you say to that in that situation? So the foster care system just kind of has a lot of complex components to it. But
is that run by the state?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of kids in care and they're really great kids. I know there's sometimes a stigma attached to who are kids in foster care, and especially when you start getting into older age groups like teens, a lot of people think that, you know, all teens in foster care are troubled or they're really difficult, and that's just not true. They're really kids that you see out at, you know, church groups or in your school systems. Really anywhere you go, you probably have encountered someone who's been in foster care, and they're just really resilient. They're great kids, and they deserve everything and then some.
What age group do you see, or see most of, I guess?
It really varies. I'd really say a lot of school-age children. So there are some, there's infants in foster care all the way up to young adults. But I'd say, like, a lot of times we see, like, that elementary school age and early high school. So those are the kids who usually have their own ideas and thoughts about what their wants and needs are, and we're so happy to be here to help them.
Is there a phone number somebody can call?
There is. So our phone number for Birthbright is 517-796-0996. That directly will take you to either my sister Tia or I, and we'd be happy to answer any questions, or if somebody needs help getting items, we'd be more than happy to tell you how to acquire items through Birthbright.
Will that be important to get into the building?
It is, because we have a lot of donations that we've been storing, and we do get a lot of donations out, but we've also been working out of my garage, my sister's garage, and then a storage unit. So the idea of the building is getting everything in one location so we know exactly what we have available and what we don't. Because we also get a lot of people who maybe need something really specific, like if they have a premature baby or maybe a baby with special needs. We've had people say, do you have a baby monitor with a video camera? And sometimes we're out buying items that we possibly could have had in one of our other on-site locations, and it's just hard to go back and forth looking and searching for items. So I'll be really excited to have everything in one place to choose from.
Can you give us an idea of the numbers? How many foster kids I get in the county or...
I did have an idea of some numbers. I'm just going to give some rough estimates. Yeah. In Jackson County, it's about, there's about 200-something children in care.
Mm-hmm.
And DHHS does a great job of really kind of keeping us in the loop and referring children to us or families who could use our services. I've forgotten some of the numbers, but I think for May, like they did, it was a lot of CPS investigations, but the number of children actually removed was very small. So I know Jackson County's been working really hard to keep children in their home when it's safe with their parents, if they can provide them some services, like maybe they need some additional support, like cleaning supplies or some just other community resources. It's not always a case of abuse or neglect or that sort of thing. Sometimes people just need a little additional help to have a safe home.
Sure.
So I'm so grateful for that, because obviously the goal is to keep kids with their family just in a safe environment.
So Rick, you're opening up the doors, what, July 26th?
July 26th, I think it's for a week there.
Yes.
So you can drop off just about any item.
If kids or young adults would use it, yes, we'd be so grateful to have it, because there's just all kinds of things that people need and use, all the way from electronic, like charger, phone chargers, tablet chargers, headphones,
anything.
Really anything. And there's also kids aging out of care who maybe are going into college. So if you think about what you'd send a child off to college with for a dorm, they need those same materials as well. There are parents who are working really hard to get their children back into their care and into their home full time. And so we are glad to help with family preservation and provide items like clean towels or new towels, laundry soap, that sort of thing. Just really anything that you'd, household items or things you'd wear, is what we really offer and give out.
Well, you went to the right guy, because yeah. Rick has a soft spot in his heart for kids.
I have my grandkids and my kids, you know, and you talk about, you know, the innocence of a child, number one, and they're at the mercy of the world. And kids that don't have that security to live in a world that has no security, I can't imagine. I just can't even begin to imagine that. And again, to have not know what tomorrow maybe brings for you and everything else. And anything we do to give them comfort, I get it. I mean, I would do anything for my grandkids, and therefore we should do anything for a
real
child.
Real quick, Rick, tell us about the video.
Well, I just think it's a video, and it just talks about, you know, what they're doing and everything else. And it really tug on your heart just to see it. I wish everybody could see this, and you can see it, for that matter.
It's on your website?
Yeah, it's on our website. And, and you just see this, and it'll make you want to help these kids. But, again, just think about a child. Just all you got to do with that, this doesn't tug at your heart, then I don't know what does. And think about a child that, again, wakes up and doesn't know what today is going to hold for them, and everything they own's in that bag, and they don't see their other brothers or sisters, and they don't know where it's going. And thank God for these foster parents out there. And we need more foster parents, I'm sure. They've always needed more foster parents. And it's not an easy job. There's no question about it. But it's, so they're just trying to, you know, to help that. But it's just, these kids deserve a chance in life, and pretty tough when you live under those conditions to really think there's any hope out there. And so that's what these two, fortunately, are doing here, to just to make life a little bit easier for them and for the families that are providing the home for them.
So Birthbright, give us the web address again.
Sure. It's www.birthbright.org, and that's birthbright.org.
Good luck. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Rick.
I always thank you.